peace, blessings, and light. You are listening to Regime Radio, and I'm your host, Basha. In this community of blossoming humans, I answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change. I empower you to stop complaining and do something about it. We are not going to agree on everything, but that's what life is all about, learning, loving, and expression of truth. After all, true leaders take criticism and make adjustments to better rule their regime. Today's 11th episode is all about preparing for Ramadan. I got a DM from a couple of followers, same question: how are you preparing for Ramadan? What do you recommend in preparation? So alhamdulillah, it's another year. Allah let us see another Ramadan. I am so happy to be answering this question because I'm actually in that mode. So if you guys have a pen and paper, take it out. I'm going to give you guys some quick things to kind of prepare for Ramadan. The first thing you want to do is set your intentions. Make sure you know what it is you're going to be going into this Ramadan with, what intentions you have. Either, you know, you want to learn more Quran or you want to become more patient. Have really good intentions when you're entering this Ramadan and humble yourself. So you want to set intentions for that month. You want to set an intention for the month. You want to set an intention for each week in Ramadan. And you want to set an intention for each day. That is simple. You know, I know it sounds a lot, but you can do it. The next thing you want to do is clear the air. If you've hurt anyone and you're not even sure if you did, send those messages out, text people, emails, call them, let them know that you are apologizing, because you just want to make sure you're going into this Ramadan with a clean slate and you want to like really work on yourself, and your inner work comes from you being humble and letting your ego go, meaning not letting it loose but killing it and apologizing for the things you might have done. I know this can be difficult sometimes for people, you know, but this is what Ramadan is about. It's about you humbling yourself. It's about you not arguing, not cursing, not doing the things you normally do that you would do when it's not Ramadan, so that you can, inshallah, throughout the year, maintain this. The next thing you want to do is focus on pleasing Allah with everything you do, worshiping Allah with everything you do, whether it's your art, your business, you know, sisters, you know, community work, brothers, working your regular job. And really don't go into your job like, oh yeah, I'm just going here to make money to pay the bills for my family, to care for my family. Go into it knowing that this is a blessing, that you get to take care of your family, you have a job, and alhamdulillah, you get to go to work and bring money back to take care of your family, pay the bills. Go into it with the notion that you are doing this for the sake of Allah. You are very content with your life. You know, just really focus on that positivity. And the last thing you want to do is go into Ramadan happy and content. Don't complain like, oh my gosh, Ramadan's here, I'm not ready for this, it's gonna suck, I have to fast. Don't do that. Go into it happy and open. If you're not happy naturally about it, I understand, but understand why you should be, because this is a time to clean your system. Alhamdulillah, Allah wants this for us. Allah wants us to work on our, you know, digestive system. This is our vessel, we should take care of it. And Allah also wants us to know what it feels like not to have, because we have so much. So this is a time to appreciate what you have and become more humble. So it's a great thing. And you know, when you come out of Ramadan, inshallah, you would be able to understand why you should go into it happy and content, so that you can have an understanding of why you're doing this. So I hope this helped in preparation for Ramadan, inshallah. I'm definitely super excited for this Ramadan and excited to have an iftar of my own, inshallah. I might do a podcast episode just on the iftars and why we do them and how amazing they are to do them with sisters. I love it so much, spending time with my sisters. It's a beautiful time to get to know people and to also open up about our art and do everything for the sake of Allah. Poetry, it's just a beautiful time, alhamdulillah. So I hope this helped you guys in preparing for Ramadan. I'm super excited to be doing this, and thank you guys so much for all your support and your questions and things that you want to know. Please don't be shy to ask, I'm down to answer. I really, really hope that this Ramadan is very helpful this year for you, and it helps you to grow and humble yourself and become more connected with Allah, inshallah. Thank you guys so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.